As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Handmade Podcast. That was a different intro.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you switched.
Well, you know, it's.
I thought I was on a radio station for a second.
Next, I could do like the Chris Cash. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here I am. Welcome back to the Handmade Podcast with Derek the Marauder from Malden and Paul the Baron of Steel, Connecticut's finest, Pinto.
Don't do Chris Cash anymore.
Is that really what he does?
Yeah, he always does like a WWE wrestling style intro.
Oh my god!
No, and he typically makes fun of Roy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just stick to our regular thing. What episode is this?
This is episode 43, and next, so it's a year ago that we started this process. Wow. I don't think we recorded our actually we recorded our first episode about a year ago, because our first episode came out, I think, the first week of June.
Wow.
So pretty we only amazing. we're 10 episodes shy of the 52, or 8 episodes shy. Yeah, but I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, better than I thought we'd do.
I mean, we're almost at the 50. What do we do for the 50th episode, you know?
I'm not sure.
Group hug.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. What have you guys been up to? How's everything going? Pinto, I think, are you done on the beach? Are you off the beach?
I'm done on the beach.
He's off the beach, kids. How's Fred looking? Do we need to get like an aloe
Dude,
plant?
Fred somehow he healed. I was shocked. I thought he was gonna be. I mean, he was really burnt. I thought it was gonna be bad, but he's something. He's fine, I guess.
I'd love to have Fred on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah. Fred's the best.
He wouldn't be able to figure out how to use the microphone.
No, that would not work.
He'd be like, can I dial into this? Can
he
I call
He doesn't even
in?
Know what a podcast is. He's not even that old. He's just like...
Young Fred. Yeah. Young old Fred.
It's funny, on the secret project we're working on, it's like this so much of like an age difference on people that today they were trying to do like a little bit, and they were talking about like cards, like collectible things or whatever, and I wasn't there for the conversation, but I heard the tail end of it. They were talking about, is it not Pong, is it like Pog, or they're like little
Pogs,
discs.
The little discs.
Pogs.
Yeah.
Now, did you play with those, Chris, as a kid?
Hell,
like, you, and I had the thing that you could make them with. You could make your own. It was like a little, like...
Fucking make everything was making fucking pogs.
Well, that was like what you did. It was like, you know, like you got the little thing. It was plastic, and you would like... It was like a stamp almost, and it would make the little pogs.
Everybody was buying their fucking pogs, and Chris was making his pogs.
What the hell are they?
Damn right. It's like a poker chip. It looks exactly like a poker chip, but it's like... And you like flip them. It's like a game you play. But kids just collected them because they had... fun designs on them and shit, but they look just like poker chips. They're not plastic though.
Huh. Yeah. We had all sorts of shit.
Yeah, it was just different, like just so many, you know, variations in like ages of people and just like how some people knew stuff and some people didn't. It's just funny, you know. And
remember
just,
those silly bands?
No.
What were those?
You don't remember those? They're like these bracelets. They're like rubber bands, and when you took them off, it was like molded into a shape. But then you could stretch it and put it on as like a bracelet. So kids would be walking around.
My sister had those.
That was her age group.
So that makes sense.
So kids would be walking around, you know, with a thousand rubber bands around their wrist, losing circulation. Their freaking hands would be. Yeah, they had to ban them from the school. Yeah. Kids would have them all up their arms, and they banned them, I think.
Yeah. It's funny because it's like, you know, Jackman's so young, and me and Jimmy are like the oldest, you know, and it's.
How old is Jackman?
He's 29, a 30.
He's younger than Chris?
Yeah, he's younger than me.
Yeah.
Huh.
Jeez, can we cut that out? Can you re-say that and say, oh, he's younger than Chris? And so you don't sound so surprised.
No, just Chris seems young, like young. And he kind of just has, I don't know, he just seems older than 20s.
Yeah.
Like maybe because he's like.
He might have just turned 30. Huh. Yeah.
He looks like an old man.
Yeah, he kind of has like, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a
older guy vibes.
Yeah, he always thought like he was an older guy, you know.
I mean, who would ever expect Groz is like he's what 60?
Yeah, dude, I would think him and Groz are like the same age.
Groz is only 54.
Groz is either 17 or like the Crypt Keeper, and he's being like cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, he's so funny. He's so fucking witty. He's like so quick, like with a one-liner. It's just funny. It's just like. It just, and you know, it's funny, like they try to feed him lines sometimes, and it's hard, like it's so hard, like when somebody feeds you a line to say it, and it sounds so stupid because it's like, oh, you just say it, but it just to make it sound correct, like it's so hard. And we're talking, I'm like, why do they bother him feeding him lines? Like he comes out with these one liners all the time, you know. It's like, don't even bother, you know. But it's just funny. So I was talking to one of the directors, and I was just like, you hang out with Jackman. I said, oh, well, not really too much, but he's like, oh, he's so much younger than that. I was like, well, I got this other friend, Paul. He's like 21. He's like, you're kidding me. I was like, yeah, it's a weird situation, you know.
Yeah, dude. But it's just, like Jeffrey Epstein.
Laughing about it. Yeah, exactly.
Derek's gonna get Me Too'd before the show even comes out.
Yeah, minus the private jet and the island.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so funny though. Like it's interesting, an interesting parallel in my life, because like obviously there's a big age difference between like me and all my friends now, like you guys and other people that we know and that I know. And growing up riding BMX, it was the same thing. We're like. We would go out when I was like in middle school, we'd be going out and go to like the skate park, and you'd become friends with people that were like adults.
To some like 35-year-old who's hanging out at the skate park, like.
Well, like, you know, at the time in my town, there was like a big skateboarding and BMX scene, and like two of the guys were like sponsored, like well-known guys. So they were just like around. So it kind of felt like you weren't hanging out with some like random weirdo.
Yeah.
You know, like this one of these guys was like a photographer. And he was like, you know, he was sponsored by like a couple of the local skate shops, and like he was like the idol, you know, like you'd like want to skate like the little like middle school when he was there.
You'd be like, Chris, could you take your shirt off and pose?
Well, it was so funny because when we were young,
it's like 12-year-old Chris, like
Well, it's like it's already weird enough, like now as like a grown person, like when I was like in my 20s still riding BMX, when like you'd get kicked out by the cops and they'd be like, come on guys,
dude, like, it's like how old are you, like 35 you're in here.
Yeah, but at the same time a bunch of us were getting paid, so it was like,
yeah,
you know, like it's no different than like doing anything. It's no different than like playing basketball, like a basketball court, except it's even more lucrative, like you're actually getting paid to do it.
Yeah,
like doing it. But when we were younger and we'd be out and we'd get thrown out of a spot and it'd be like a bunch of 15-year-olds and then like a 30-year-old or like a 25-year-old dude, the cops would all be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And now all the professional like BMX photographers that were popular when I was younger are all like older guys now. Like these guys are all probably all in their 40s. So I can't even imagine what it's like for them, like riding around LA, like setting up your photo gear. And then there's like a 19-year-old kid throwing himself down the stairs, and you're like a 40-something-year-old guy, like getting gray, and the cops come. Like, what an awkward fucking thing to deal with.
Well, it's funny. When I was a kid, I mean, I started learning carpentry and all that because, you know, I mentioned before, like, my father, you know, he was a hard worker, and he's like, you know, if you want money to play sports or this, like, you're going to have to work for it. We just don't have it. And I started working with this guy doing carpentry work, and this guy, I thought he was old when I was, you know, 16. I was probably like 13 when I started cleaning up construction sites where he worked. And then we became friends, and I was a problem child. And he was, wow, somebody on the highway?
Someone, I don't know, who just went by my house?
Wow.
In like
somebody
some loud
car. Somebody
just
stole your truck.
You would have been the last one.
Yeah, it sounded like Fred's truck, actually.
Yeah. But
rumbling down the road.
His family had a place on a ski mountain, and you know, he knew I was a problem kid, and he would take me away and like this other kid, and we would hang out, we'd go skiing, and
you went to the island.
Yeah, dude. Talk Jeffrey Epstein, but it's like this guy, I'm still friends with him. He ended up becoming a teacher, then he became a principal of a school, and he's since retired, and he's in his 60s, you know, so he was like, I think he's like 18 years older than me. So, mm-hmm. you know, he was in his 30s when I was, you know, a late teen. But we laugh about it now. And, you know, he's married, he has kids, and he didn't at the time. But it's like, you know, nowadays, like, that would just be so crazy, you know. And now it's, like, funny. And I was telling this guy, I said, he's like, isn't it weird hanging out with this kid that's so young? And, Paul, I hate to say this. I says, you know what? This kid's so fucking boring. Like, it's not like we don't fit in with him. He's like an old man.
Yeah.
I said, when he's 40, people are going to think he's 75, you know? Because mm-hmm. he's just like fucking vanilla ice cream. You
That's
know?
What I was
like, just plain and boring, you know?
Thinking.
You don't drink. You don't go out.
Nothing exciting.
No, like
a regular kid, you
little
know?
Like, when I'm older. When I'm older, like, the music I'm going to be listening to is going to be, like, 100-year-old music.
Yeah.
Because I listen to music from, like, the 70s. Like, what am I going to – like, it's going to be so weird. Yeah. Like,
Yeah. So that's how it happens. It's just funny, though. But we were just laughing about it. But it's you know.
Yeah, it's – I have, a kind of a similar but different thing. There's a guy that – he's a machine – he's – this guy's super interesting. I think – all of us could like benefit from talking to him, and every time he's around I always feel like I like learn something. He's a safe weapons designer, so mm-hmm. he designs like flashbangs, rubber bullets, and he's a safe weapons engineer, not less than lethal, that's the actual term.
So they just take out people's eyes.
Hey, listen, you know, he's made himself a fantastic life, and I'm sure it's very interesting, right? So this guy is friends with Macklin's parents, mm-hmm. and Macklin's, like, one day, like, I guess, told him about my shop. So he came by my shop and asked if he could, you know, throw me some money to use some of my machines, because he was going to buy some machines for himself, but he wanted to test some things. He was making, like, a breakaway bullet. He was friction welding plastic tube. It was really cool. If you've ever seen friction welding, you know, like you just push two tubes together and then you stop it. So he was running my Grizzly mill, and he would basically friction weld these tubes together and then shut off the machine and grab the brake, and they would fuse together. And he was trying to design. We never went into too much of a detail because I knew he couldn't really talk about it, and I didn't want to, you know, ask him too many questions. But the funniest part is that growing up, I was really close friends with his daughter, because she was part of like a friend group of people that I knew because we're the same age. And now I haven't seen or spoken to his daughter in probably 15 or more years, but I talk to him all the time. He has a Sprinter. Him and his wife go out on their
van
Sprinter
life.
And we talk van life shit. Yeah. But I'm friends with him now.
Yeah.
When I started out friends with his kids, you know,
when I first
moved to the town that I live in now. That was actually, it was 20 years ago. I was 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a weird, it's weird the way the world like comes back around like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's so much different when you're older, you know, it's like the age difference doesn't always seem that great. And it's funny because I'm always just like, you know, people I have like, oh, this person's just as old as me. And then you talk to them like, shit, they're like, you know, 15 years younger than me or whatever, you know? And, no, but it's just funny. It's just, you know, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The time transcends,
Paul,
right?
Yeah, so Paul's boring. That's what we came up with. Sorry, Paul.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, you're a good kid. You got a great, great future.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be around to see it, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
I think you'll be around.
Yeah, your friends,
yeah, I'm good for another. I'm good for at least another 30.
You know, I think what would that put you at?
That give me 82.
Oh, shit.
I'd chop off my right arm right now for guaranteed 82. Are you kidding me?
Like, I always think, though, like, people, you know, who are 82 now were around, like, back when, you know, they were driving around, like, Model T Fords.
Medical
technology's got to, you know, I think people are going to live longer and longer. But the thing is, it's like, are you going to live longer and longer, but you're just going to be like a pile of mush? Like, what good is being 130 and you're like literally like jello?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, I know this guy who I used to work with. His name is Hank. He's like 75, probably like 78 now. Mm. And he did yoga like four times a week. But he also drank an entire six-pack of beer every single day.
Holy
every day,
shit.
He'd leave the job site, go to the beer distributor. He'd get Lagunitas. He loved Lagunitas. He'd get a six-pack, and he would do whatever the hell else he did that night. And but so he did the yoga and the beer, and this guy will likely outlive all of us.
Yeah.
Recently, he fell off a ladder.
Oh, shit.
Onto a stone step. He was in between a garage and a breezeway. Fixing a door, and a ladder slid out from under him, and he shattered his pelvis, I think.
Oh, God.
Like, he had an injury that would probably make any of us, including Paul, have to, like, change the rest of our life. You know, like, the way we walk, or whether or not we're able to run, shit like that. Yeah. He recovered. He said the doctors can't understand it, because he recovered
It's got to be just genetics.
I don't
That's what they say it is. Like... Like, my grandmother's, on my mom's side, cousin, her name's Dolores, we call her Honey Girl. Why? I'm not really sure. That's all I've known her as, is Honey Girl for my entire life.
Honey Boo Boo.
She's probably smoked 10 million cigarettes.
Yeah.
She's probably started smoking when she was 11 years old. She'll probably, you know, live till she's 95. That's just the way it is. Her lungs must look like, you know, tar.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine what, you know, what's left in
That's
there, but
like
she's
Jimmy.
Still going.
That's Jimmy. Jimmy, I've never seen Jimmy wear a mask, a respirator, gloves.
I know.
He's got a he's got the old, he's got the rag on the back of the miter saw so that the sawdust, like, hits the rag and falls. Like, the funniest thing is that anytime Jimmy's ever in, like, a, whenever that he's sanding something, he's always just got the little shitty bag on the
He loves a nice rag, Jimmy. He likes a nice handkerchief he throws in the back pocket. He wipes his nose.
Dude,
he wipes
the
his
olives,
mouth.
The olives
throws it
the
back in there.
That he, like, picks, like, sewage out of, like, the...
Yeah.
Yeah. That handkerchief's, like, his fucking multi-tool. It's a bandana to wipe the sweat. It's to wipe
everything.
His nose.
But,
now
dude...
That thing's got more bacteria on it than a, you know...
Oh, yeah. That's why nothing goes through it.
Yeah.
It's all a bacteria.
He must have the strongest immune system ever.
That's what I'm saying. But, Derek, you use dust collection when you sand shit.
Yeah, I try to.
So, like, if you ever, like, when I take the vacuum off my sander and put the bag on it, I literally watch the whole shop fill with sawdust.
And
he's sanding, like, a fucking slab the size of, like, the whole shop just with the little DeWalt sander with the little bag. Like,
speaking of which, you know what he fucking says to me? So I'll swing it into my new tool. I mentioned it last week.
You got two new tools.
I got a dust collector from our friend Keith, and it's at Jimmy's shop, and he says to me, I go, oh, did you see the dust collector I left there? And you know what he says? He goes,
is that for me?
No, he goes, I wouldn't use one that's so confusing. I go, it's a fucking dust. Like, what do you mean, like, so confusing? Like, he goes, I just want something I can plug a hose into.
Yeah.
I go, dude, it has that. It's just you can plug three hoses into it, so, like, it looks different.
I was like,
why do you have three filter things? Pot was, like, taken apart, and it was in a bag, so it looked weird. But yeah. I was like, it's just a cyclone. It's like, I tell you, the thing's awesome. It's, I haven't plugged it in yet to hear all the noises that Keith claims it makes.
Yeah.
But it's in, you know, great shape, and I can't wait to get it home to get it going. And it's going to really push me to, I have to get it. I have a couple 220 outlets in my basement, but where this is going, I really don't have one. I use that one for the CNC. So I've been meaning to take down a wall in my basement just to, so I can put up like racks, and I have to do that so I can do a little bit of work with the electrical panel. So when I get back, I think that's what's going to happen. I think I'm going to take a little break. Not that I'm doing much now, but just kind of organize things and, you know, do that, you know, just because it's like everything's so cluttered down there and it doesn't need to be. I don't have a ton of room, but I have more than enough. And if I just utilize it a little bit better, I can, you know, use it. And it just, you know, I've always just been hustling because it's always been, I need to make some money. I need to make some money. And, you know, luckily in the last year or so, like, things have really changed for me in that respect, which I'm very fortunate about. And I can take a little break to just get things done, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, when I was there, you know, he's just got like a great little shop, and his shop is small. It's real small. I was shocked how small it was. And you know, if anybody doesn't know Keith, it's KJ Sawdust. Does unbelievable work. He's just unbelievable. Just such a great guy. And he does great work. But I noticed he had an extra K-Pex saw there. And I was like, with such a small shop, there was no reason for him to have two of those saws. So one of them was totally out of whack. It was cutting like 0.5 degrees out of square, which...
unacceptable.
To me, I think I'm just going to use it as an anchor. So I just had
to take it. Well, you could use it like my vices. You could keep your shop... if your shop starts to float away, you can have it on the floor underneath something. Kick it a few times.
Yeah, he's great. He's like, I think it, like, it makes a line. He's adamant. He's got to show it to me before I leave the shop. He can't get it to duplicate the issue. Guy. And I'm just like, dude, just throw it in the truck. Like, I don't care. So I left with that as well. So
I didn't know you got that.
Excited. Yeah, yeah.
That's what happens. You start getting that Hollywood money. You start splurging.
Oh, yeah.
This is unusual for Derek.
Yeah.
I've never known this side of you before.
You can't listen, Derek. Derek can't pass up a good deal.
No, it was too good of a deal, and it was cluttering up his shop. But he's got...
you did him a favor. You had to get it out of there.
Yeah, he owes me. But he's got this new dust collector that's like the craziest ass thing I've ever seen. I don't know, like, if they're originally made for metal or what, but did you see his? It's like...
oh, he's got the Harvey.
Is that what it's called? It's like it looks like a freezer, one of those, like, like, that's crazy looking, that thing.
They're pretty cool. They've been around for a little while.
That's what
they're...
he said.
Really, really, really expensive.
Yeah.
What is it? Like, Harvey dust collector?
Yeah. Harvey makes
you would never,
like,
even know it was a dust collector.
Yeah, Harvey makes really expensive wood lathes.
Harvey Weinstein popped up.
Yeah.
Another one.
Harvey makes
the list.
Super expensive, like, beautiful wood lathes, and they came out with this a couple of years ago. So it's horizontal, that's the big thing. And it's totally different than a normal
dust
collector.
What the hell is that?
It's so nuts. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even know it was a dust
collector. Whoa, that's cool.
Did he pay for that thing?
Yeah.
You don't have to say.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah.
See, my thing about
I think they
might have
gave him a little bit of a break, or, like, the shipping or something like that, but he paid for it. Yeah. Yeah.
My thing about this dust collector, I think it's great. I think it's a great, like, piece. I think it probably does a really great job. But goddamn, does it take up so much room. Like, that thing
Harvey?
Yeah, it looks
huge. It does.
This thing's sick.
But the thing is, you can put it under a counter.
Yes, you can put it under a counter.
And for the way his shop is, The problem was the Cyclone was up in the corner, so he was losing like a whole corner of wall space.
Yeah, that's a big
yeah,
Cyclone.
Yeah, so now where this can go underneath the counter, he has all this upper wall space free.
Mm. Looks like some type of nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
Nikola Tesla type device.
It does fission. This actually provides the light that you need for your shop.
It's like some type of hydrogen generator.
Yeah.
It's a crazy looking thing. I never expected it to look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. It's nuts.
Yeah, it has a VFD on it so you can like control the static pressure. Wow. It's like a really serious it's a serious piece of equipment.
When you're making stuff as nice as he does though, I mean, I know.
It makes sense. He's just such a modest guy. He's just such a good guy. And
I like
Keith
a lot.
Yeah, I just really enjoy talking to him, and he's just you know, I try to call him once in a while just to chat, and he's just such a good guy. And he does great videos, and you know, he's just he's really doing a good job, you know, with everything. So
I can't believe how I freaking knew him before this, and I didn't even know.
I know, like, it's so strange.
So nuts.
I met his wife, and it's funny.
Oh yeah, she's the nicest lady ever.
Yeah, she was on her way out when I got.
Do you want to expose that fact, Paul? Is that public knowledge?
I don't think it's like, no, it's not. I don't think anybody knows, but it's.
He wasn't dating Keith's wife.
No. This was on the island.
She was my college counselor at my high school. And, like, it was a small high school, and, like, Keith was at my prom. I remember, because, like, it was, like, freshman or sophomore year at prom, and everyone's like, oh, my God, that's Mrs. Johnson's, because everyone loved her. They're like, that's Mrs. Johnson's husband. And I remember seeing Keith, and I'm like, and then I never put two and two together, and then we were at, whatchamacallit? What the hell was the thing?
Summer Make.
No,
there's so many names.
No. We were at
Spring Make.
Spring Make.
Spring Make. After we finished robbing the place.
So that's when you figured it out?
That's when I figured it out. I was talking to him because I noticed. Here's what I noticed. A couple of my friends followed him. I'm like, what the hell do these kids? Why are these kids following? Are they into woodworking? Who are these? These kids don't do anything. And I asked him.
These kids
I said,
don't do anything.
Do you know? Because there were two kids that were in the next grade up from me, but I was friends with them. I'm like, do you know these two kids? And he's like, no, I don't think so. I'm like, why the hell are they following you? And he's like, my wife used to work at a school. I'm like, what school? In Connecticut. I'm like, what school? And he's like, Chase. I'm like, who's your wife? He's like, Lindsay Johnson. I'm like, oh my God. And then I put it together. I was like screaming. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like this whole time?
It's so funny because you told me that weekend, but I thought like you knew that already. Like,
no, I found it out that day. It was crazy.
So
because we were with him at Jeff Fader's house before all that, you know, and I never knew the entire time.
He has family.
Not his house, his shop.
Up by me. And he's another one. I talked to Jeff a couple weeks ago. He's such a funny fuck.
Yeah, he's funny.
Fader?
He's a lunatic.
He's one of my favorite people.
I love him. He's like, you guys got to get down here. And I'll leave it at that conversation. But he's such a funny bastard. But did you listen to maybe I could set some things straight. Did you listen to his last Full Blast podcast?
No.
The Modern Forge?
I was supposed to. I got to listen to it. It's in my queue.
We should have listened to it before this because they're talking about how one of Jimmy's friends smashed a couple of Cliff's hammers together at Maker.
Yes, I remember that.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you got to tell me.
It's funny.
No, it wasn't somebody that we know. I was there.
Me being the blacksmith I am, I'm glad he was talking about that because I don't know anything like that. I'd fucking smash hammers together.
this is what this guy did. He walked up and he picked up these hammers and he goes, he's like, these are nice. And he's like a regular-ass dude. He wasn't like someone that we know. And he just goes like, he's like, I wonder how they sound. I think he even said that
Jesus
out loud. He just pings them together, and Jeff's talking to Jimmy, and he's like totally locked in talking to Jimmy. He like snaps his head over. He's like, don't do that.
Don't do that. Who does that?
He's like, why would you do that? And he's I'm sorry. And Jimmy goes, it's fine. He's with me. He goes, don't do that.
Jimmy goes, oh, no, it's fine.
Jimmy says to him, do I need to put you in the car? Do you need to wait for me in the
Who
car?
Who the hell so was it?
It was a friend of Jimmy's.
Do I know this person?
Like, no, he's not in the community. Like, no, he's a friend of Jimmy's. But I'm like, oh my God, I would have went to fucking Jeff's and smashed Hammers together like a lunatic.
Really?
And got screamed at.
I always heard since I was little, if you smash two hammers together, they'll freaking, a chip will shoot off into your eye. Two hardened pieces
Dude,
of steel.
All he
yeah,
did was
no,
he
but that's.
He
went like
this.
It's like to scratch
like
the faces of them.
But were they new, like brand new polished hammers?
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
new, yeah.
Also,
yeah,
don't
I,
do that, though.
I wouldn't do that. My hammers are polished. They're up on the wall.
I thought they were like older
hammers.
It's
no,
getting even
no,
worse.
No.
You know,
but
I'm with Jeff on that.
But
one.
Listen. So he goes. So the one of the guys goes. I forget which because they're all talking. And by the way, he's talking about noise in our podcast. I heard about fucking six
oh,
or seven
yeah?
stairs be
oh,
ripped open
imagine.
In his. Yeah, there were a lot of Irish crickets I heard. But anyways, so he goes. Yeah, that dude. I've never seen him anymore. He goes. Now he's always with that Derek guy. He goes. I wonder if he got fucking bumped out of the lineup and Derek moved up the chain. He's like, maybe that's how the rest of does it, you know? But it was just so funny. They were talking about all God. Of us. Jimmy, like, and his henchmen or whatever, you know? But they were talking about Maker Camp and everything up at the Blackthorn, how they had such a great time.
Dude.
And, you know, all that shit. But
talk about Epstein
it was
and
podcast. It was
freaking.
Really funny.
I gotta listen.
You know, cults and Jimmy could start a cult in about 2 seconds and have about 10,000 supporters that would do whatever he says.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh, dude, the best is the other day he got a zero turn lawnmower.
Yeah,
right? He fucking rides it for about 50 feet, and Aaron's standing there watching him. He goes, "You want to try it?" Aaron goes, "Yeah, that thing looks cool. It's like a really nice one, like a what brand?
Husqvarna.
I don't know. It's orange. I forget. I forget. Whatever. It's like a big brand name one. It's nice. And fucking next thing you know, Aaron's mowing is so long.
I mean, yeah. The three of us dummies went up there and insulated his whole shop. That son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well,
we go up there. He's just shooting TV shows.
Yeah,
where
yeah, make,
me
make
and Derek are up
dollars.
In the rafters.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it was funny because somebody was just up there. One of the lighting guys was. He goes, "Hey, did you sign your name up here? Remember we wrote on?
Oh, we did. Yeah,
yeah. They seen that. They're laughing about it. But yeah, it's just funny. But that barn looks so nice, though.
I love that barn.
Yeah,
I want that barn
so
bad.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's so nice. But it's just like, you know, shooting the show in there. It's like. Just so cool. It's so clean and everything's just so organized and it's nice to have people that organize it. We're just real lucky. It's just such a great crew of people and everything. And it's funny. I listened to Jimmy's podcast, the Making a Podcast, and he was talking about it. He swears it wasn't me he was talking about, but I know he was lying. No, it's one of those things like my father used to say, if the shoe fits, wear it. If not, shut up and move on, you know. But it was about being grateful and complaining and everything like that. And it was funny. That's why on my Instagram today, I said I'm not going to complain once on my Instagram. 10 minutes later, I dropped my coffee and the top came off and it all spilled out. So I had a rip Yeti. I had to complain, But no, it's just such a cool situation what we have going on at his place that I really shouldn't be complaining about anything at this point in my life, you know. But it's just it's just a blast up there. It's just so much fun. But
the complaints can start once we go back to making pizza.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's funny. Somebody just reached out to me again. They go, "I know what you do for work. You don't work at the pizza place," and they knew exactly where I worked. And everything. I was like, "Oops." But actually, I got to talk to them because we just found out the owner of the company, the production company, he just actually arrived today and he's out here for a couple of days and they're talking schedule, but they pushed it out even further now.
Oh my
so
God.
It was supposed to be, it went from June 12th to July 3rd to now, I think, mid end of July.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, it was originally June 12th?
Yeah. Yeah, I told work June. Yeah, I told them. Hold on. I got to look at the calendar.
It's funny. You were talking about like knowing about the pizza place. I was I started my day this morning at about like 6:15. I had to make some columns for that restaurant that I'm helping my friend with, and she posted something on her Instagram of me and the other two guys putting the column in. and there are several local people that follow her that know that I have a day job. I'm like, mm-hmm. can we just take that down, please? You know,
yeah,
like, there's
yeah,
a reason
yeah.
that I'm not like, if I'm not actively like, that means that we got to keep it like a little quiet. You know, like I don't need anybody to know that at like 8:30 this morning, I was here welding a fucking column in place.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. June 12th was supposed to be the the last day. So, and I was going back to work the 14th. But then it was July 3rd, then the 10th, but now they're saying the 24th, I think.
You know what? Just retire.
It'll be fine.
I can't. I can't do that. Not yet. But I'm staying. It'll work out one way or another.
It'll work out.
Yeah, so. But
tell me you got deported.
We got a little hot tub. We got our hot tub
deported.
Going.
Oh, I wanted to ask, did you pick the lock or did you...
It was unlocked for us one night when we got back here. So
nice.
Nice. Huh.
Yep. So it worked out.
That's great.
Yeah, two guys having fun.
Two guys in a hot tub.
I went in with dark blue pair of shorts the other night. I went to put them on last night.
Oh, my God.
You think there's enough chlorine in there?
Oh, dude.
These were navy blue.
Just think about what that's doing to your
COVID.
Your guy
over
there.
My COVID, yeah. Graz's beard is white.
If you drink a little bit of that water, you'll never get COVID, I promise.
Oh, my God. So bad.
It's the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
That's right.
My God. Yeah. It's just ridiculous, but.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys got any new tools? Pinto, you got anything?
I got something.
Pinto got something.
I got a big saw.
Yeah?
I got a Marvel tilt frame bandsaw that I've been searching for years now, and I found
like the
perfect
bench
one.
Top Wen Chris has.
That's like
exactly
it's a little.
Like
it's
Wen.
Actually
it like
Wen makes
Wen?
It.
Do you have to put screws to hold the blade on, or?
Yeah, I have it screwed to a 2x4 holding it up upright vertically.
That's right.
And I have a coffee cup sitting on it.
It's like Jimmy's bandsaw. He has one of the spring clamp has to hold the trigger so that it stays on.
Tell us what you saw.
It's basically like the main saw that like structural steel shops use. Everyone kind of uses this saw. And the blade, it almost is like if you took a Portaban and held it straight up and down and put it on a track.
Yeah.
And the track, you know, moved in and out. So it feeds the whole thing straight up and down into the material. And then it could tilt left and right to miter 45 degrees in both directions. And it's all like, you know, controlled, it's all mechanized, and you could set the feed pressure and the speed and the coolant is all, you know, automated, and it's just like a really, really nice saw. It can cut 18 by 22 inches, so you can cut...
It's manual, though. There's no, like, screen, right? It's not...
No, there's no screen. I think on the bigger ones and the newer ones, they probably do. Like, these are, like, the tiniest ones they make. They make humongous ones that are fully automated that feed the material in and clamp it and cut it. You type in probably the lengths you need. They make like massive stuff. They were at FabTech. They had a huge booth. They make
Iron
Workers too.
I remember seeing one that
it's Spartan Marvel or Armada. Yeah. I think too is that the main company?
Yeah.
Armada.
I remember seeing one with like a screen. That's why I was asking because on yours, I think it has a speeds and feeds table. It kind of looks like a screen when you sent me the photo of it.
Yeah, it has a whole little, you know, console kind of in the front. It's super nice. It's literally like brand new. It was a 2008 saw, but it looks in better shape than like the Bailey that I just bought like a couple months ago. You know, like because I use that thing all the time.
Bailey. Bailey, like, you know, Bailey doesn't like QC their stuff that well.
Well, the saw is like, you know, it's a good saw. I'm just saying like because I used it so much, it's all dirty and everything. Like this one.
Yeah.
There's no dirt, not even dust on this thing. It was in a wire EDM shop, and they were the guy was like,
"Right now, it's ridiculous."
The guy was super meticulous. I guess that's what the riggers were saying. Like everything was clean. Like he bought this thing; it was way overkill. He was cutting tiny little pieces of metal with it. Like it didn't even make sense why he had it, but it worked out good for me because I'll never find another Marvel like this. You know, that's not totally destroyed from some structural steel shop that went out of business.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what you're thinking. It'd be like all banged up.
Yeah, yeah, all the other
just
ones.
Just moving stuff, you know, around it.
Well, yeah, swinging, you know, 50 or 40 yeah. foot beams.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah,
50
it just
feet
touches it. Yeah.
On a crane that are 3,000 pounds or whatever, you know, knocking mm-hmm. into it, it just gets dented and damaged, and you yeah. know, it
doesn't
oh,
take much. One,
no.
one smack with a 5,000 pound beam.
Yeah.
I think that's like you only get like one or two of those.
No,
before
yeah.
your saw is like fucked.
Yeah, yeah. like. I see them from time to time on BidSpotter, and I always look at them. I'm like, God, this thing is just destroyed. Like, I do not want to buy this thing.
Yeah. Anything that comes out of, like, a heavy production structural shop just gets
yeah.
chewed up.
You know,
nice.
There's nothing
nice.
You can do about it. But
that's awesome.
I got a nice
yeah,
one
that's
now.
A long
so.
Time coming. That's awesome.
Yeah. Now I just got to build rollers for it. I got to get it all wired up, and I got to build, like, I probably need 30 feet on the infeed and maybe like 15, 20 feet on the outfeed. Because I,
where
like, we just,
putting
I'm putting it up against the back wall that's, you know, against, like, you know, where the highway is, that the
yeah,
far back
yeah.
wall.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
yeah.
yeah, by the bathroom.
For the hallway, yeah.
But, like, I just got a 50 foot beam in yesterday. You know, you got to put
yeah.
a 50 foot beam on these rollers, so. You know, maybe 35 yeah. feet on the infeed side, you know, will be enough. A lot of them, normally you don't get 50-footers. Normally it's like 40
yeah.
is the biggest. 20s.
Cut that with the torch.
20s, 30s, yeah. and 40s. Yeah, you could cut it with the torch too. I mean, that's like an obscene, you know, obscenely
yeah.
long beam. But,
yeah. wow.
How are you moving a 50-foot beam around right now? You just going with the forklift?
With the forklift, yeah. We just basically back the you know, the
25 feet on either side.
yeah. You're back.
Watch
you'd,
out,
be, you'd be surprised. I could get that beam in between two columns that are spaced 25 feet apart. Like, there's ways to do it. You like figure out how to angle it. But
I watched a video of a guy backing a whole stack of beams into a door. They're like 40 foot beams, and the door was only like 15 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And he just backed it right in, and he swung it right in. So, and he never even stopped. He backed in, swung it, and started pulling in.
Yeah.
And it just went in. So it swung. It was like amazing to see. I was like, holy shit. But I suppose you do it enough every day, you know, get used to it, you know?
Yeah.
But you get any new tools, Chris?
What did I get? I got something. There's always something. Something always shows up. I don't know. What did I get recently?
Your air conditioning unit.
Oh, I got my air conditioning thing.
I threw that thing. Looked pretty cool.
Dude, it's honestly, it's like, I mean, this is, you know, this is kind of on the fringes of interest. And I even, like, some guy just commented on my Instagram, badass signs. He just commented, cancel your order if you still have time. This thing is genuinely crap. The reason this guy's promoting is because when you use his code, he gets a kickback. Watch some YouTube videos debunking this product, and you will see. If
this is about the air conditioner?
Be amazing. Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I got it, and it worked. Like, we used it.
Huh.
And we used it at the hotel that the Airbnb we stayed in when we were upstate. And, like, because it had no air conditioning in this little hotel. And
yeah.
it's got, like, a little compressor in it. It runs off of a battery, and it puts out, like, water. I mean, what, like...
Yeah.
If it genuinely didn't work, like, if it really didn't work, I wouldn't promote it. Because
yeah.
that, like, I just wouldn't do it, you know? Like, and that's why
yeah.
I don't, like, sell the 10,000 other pieces of shit that I get emails about all the time. Like, oh,
yeah.
you know. But, It
yeah, but you clearly stated you just got it and
yeah.
you used it once and it fucking worked.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, it's not like you said this thing's reliable for the last 25 fucking years. You know what I
right?
mean? Like, it,
this
yeah,
thing...
maybe it does end up crapping out on you, and I'm sure you'll bring it up, but, I mean, Jesus.
This guy is so funny.
It's amazing that it even, like, works at all.
I,
yeah,
that it's not, like, pumping more heat into the room than it's actually... You know, cooling.
Well, so
the front.
So like, if you have you ever seen those air conditioners that like you don't put in a window?
I have
yeah.
one in my office.
Yeah,
and it had, but it has to vent out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. with a hose.
So this
yeah.
has that too. This has the hose, so you
yeah.
can vent it out like a window. And the thing that's like the thing that is good about it, at least for my purposes, is that I don't need to put a rooftop unit on the van and cut another hole in the roof of the van. Plus, like it's just totally battery powered. Like, yeah. You just fucking... Dude, the other day, I was going to shoot a video for my Instagram, but I had it in the back of my truck. I was working outside in the sun. This was, like, the most gringo moment I've ever had as someone that does labor. I was working outside. I was dying, like, drenched in sweat. I had it in my van, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn this thing on and let it blow cold. Dude, it was blowing, like, ice-cold air in my face in the back of the van. I was like, this is fantastic.
See, that's kind of like... What it makes sense to use? Like, how long will that run? Will it run for 8 hours? Like, what is the deal?
So it has one battery on it now, but you can get as many batteries as you want and then daisy chain them together. They all clip together. On the single battery, they said it'll run 5 to 6 hours.
That's pretty impressive. Like, how big of an area does it say? Give you a square footage of?
It doesn't really, but like, I mean, the van is only like. It's under 100 square feet. So, you know, it's pretty small.
It's something to just, like, make it...
So you're not dying.
It doesn't... Exactly.
It's not central air.
No.
People want this thing to work like a... Like a $4,000 rooftop unit that needs to run off of shore power, like 120 volt. It's never going to do that, right? It's just not. It's like it's this big.
Yeah, it's battery powered.
If it's 70 degrees out or it's 75 degrees out at night and you're trying to sleep, like 75 might be like a little hot for a lot of people to sleep in. You know, and you actually sleep better when you're cold. That's like a scientific fact.
Yeah.
So. If it can just make you a little more comfortable and it make it a little bit cooler in the space, you know, it's not cheap, but at the same time,
how much is it?
It's like $1,500.
You know what, guys? Let's just get a hotel.
Yeah.
$1,500. Oh my God, Chris.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I mean, let's be real.
What are we doing here?
I didn't pay for this.
Yeah.
You know?
Van life is not for me. Forget that.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy, though? Like, you ever seen those Winnebago Revels, the sprinters that are, like, super, super nice, the really, really nice?
Yeah.
Those are $275,000.
Oh, yeah, Winnebagos. I believe it.
The air conditioners in those only work when you're plugged in.
Oh, really?
So if you go to, like...
You got
to
get a generator, right? Like, those little Honda generators, like A-Bomb was...
You can't run a generator all night at a campsite. They won't let you.
Oh,
generators
really?
Generators usually have to be off by, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you have to
dude, campsites are not for me.
But a lot of campsites have power. But the idea of, like, being in a fucking van is that if you're like, hey, you know what? Let's just go out into the wilderness, you know, and, like, I don't want to sleep in a tent.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the phrase was boondocking when you're not plugged into anything and you're just running off of your own power. But if that $300,000 van, you're still going to be sweating all night, like – come on, there's got to be, like, a better way.
You deserve to sweat if you buy a $300,000 van. I'm sorry. That's your fault.
Oh,
being stupid. People would think, like, I wouldn't like to go camping. Like, I'd like to go camping. Like, I'd rather just be, like, in a tent, like, for the experience. I'm not going to some campsite with a bunch of other, you know, wackos in their vans and RVs, you know. I can't do that. It's either a full wilderness... Or I'm going to a hotel somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Pissing in a bucket or whatever, taking a shower out of a, you know, little thing. Like, I saw Casey Neistat had this thing on his truck. It was like a little – it was actually kind of cool. It was like this little reservoir for when he goes surfing. And it's like, you know, you could rinse off or something. But I'm sure there's guys right now who, you know, shower with that every night because they're driving around the country in some van, you know.
Yeah,
like, that's not for me.
Well, not doing truck stop bathrooms. We were talking about that. We took a ride through a couple campgrounds. And, you know, I suppose, like, if that's what you know, grew up doing and stuff like that, like, you just don't buy a 30-foot mobile home and be like, oh, let's go to a campground and hang out with the family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's, like, your life... It could be fun. I could see how people could enjoy it. That's not for me either. And it kind of bumps me up because that was always like one of my dreams is when I retire is to buy a mobile home and do some traveling. But I just want to stay like alone.
That's
like,
the I thing. That's me too.
Tampa, like 15 feet away from.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be parked on the top of some majestic mountain in a little, you know, in a nice serene area. Yeah. I don't want 100 other RVs. You know, with a bunch of weirdos in them.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
it depends
not
on the campsite, though. Like, I've been to campsites because I did my first driving cross country trip. I was out 45 days, and we tent camped almost every night for 45 days, which is exhausting. The second one, I did 30 days in the Sprinter, and like sometimes you go to a campsite and you're in like when you park. You can't even see the other cars. Like, you're, like, totally in your
That's nice. That's nice.
And it's beautiful. You're in, like, the Sequoias or you're in, you know, Yosemite. Yeah. But other times, you know, you're in, like, more of, like, an RV setup where you're parked on pavement and there's another RV, like, a little bit away from you. But for the most part, you know, there's only, like, you're not, like, at a trailer park. It's not like that, you know? But the other, like, some of these campsites, people – you know, and you see A-Bomb does it, like, they go for, like, 2 weeks. And you're there, and you meet people, and you barbecue. Like, I'm not into all that.
Yeah,
I've literally never
spoken to
another soul at a campground. And Angela, it's so funny, because, like, when we, you know, last year we went to Michigan, and it was during COVID, but the campsites were busy. And Angela was like, everywhere you go in the Sprinter, everyone stares at you. Because it's like the Sprinters are less common and people like to look at them. So she's like, the only time people would talk to us is when they were like, oh, what do you kind of setup you got in that Sprinter? We're always like, and Angela's like, why are people always asking us about the van? But it's four-wheel drive, so it's lifted and all that shit. But we went to a campsite in Michigan that looked like people had been there for 5 months. Like, where they got the
they look like refugees.
Yeah, they're stopped
but, you know, some of some of these people sell their house and they buy an RV for $200,000, and then you can spend $1,500 for the month or $1,000 for the month to stay at one of these campsites, and you don't pay utilities. That's included. So you have free electric, and if you have a real RV, it's
dude, we should start mining Bitcoin out of an RV freaking, you know, off the free utilities. Dude, we'll start a full-blown Bitcoin mine.
We could mine diarrhea coins.
Now that really made me angry seeing that. You know, everyone's got to stop. Because sooner or later, we're going to have problems here with this country.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we're creating currencies called diarrhea coin. You know, like, what's going on? There used to be the U.S. dollar, the euro, and pesos, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe a shekel. Yeah. Now we got diarrhea coin, we got Ethereums, we got Doge coins.
Shekel.
You know, I don't even know what to say. I can't keep up with this stuff. NFTs seem to be out. Clubhouse is dead. Who's on Clubhouse anymore besides a bunch of con artists, you know,
dude,
that we
so
know?
I got an update. I got an update, like what's new in Clubhouse?
Nothing.
From a Clubhouse?
No, well, Clubhouse.
It's just no one's on it anymore.
Yeah, I think it came and went. And I think now someone was saying that Instagram has something that's very similar to Clubhouse. Now, I have no idea.
Yeah, that little prick Zuckerberg copies the whole thing. That's what he does. And he
just like TikTok.
And he gets away with it.
Sometimes I don't know if I'm on TikTok.
I forget,
Instagram.
On Reels.
I'm like, wait a second. Yeah, because they look exactly the same.
It's so blatant. It's incredible. But it's TikTok still better.
It's amazing.
I can't figure any of them out.
I don't know. But Clubhouse is dead.
I think Clubhouse is dead, yeah. It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, I was on it about 3 times.
Yeah, I listened to a couple. The only person's things I ever would actually actively go out of my way to try to listen to was when Ben Ueda was doing something. Because he'd always bring in these like architects or designers or engineers.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it's like, it's not recorded. So if you get in 2 minutes late, you miss and then if you have to turn it off, you miss the rest of it. It's like, fuck, you know, like, and nowadays I feel like we're all so conditioned to not have to watch anything live. Like, you used to have to like watch it on TV, and if you missed it, you missed it. That's it was gone. Hopefully you caught it again. Now, like, who gives a shit? You could just watch it later, you know? So to like have something like Clubhouse where it actually is gone forever once it's gone, I don't know. It's like,
We're everything's so convenient for us now. The only thing new you could do is actually take away conveniences. There's no video. It's only audio. It's only live. You can't go back and watch it. And people are like, whoa, this is so innovative. It's like literally just it is because I guess they thought of it and we didn't. But
it's
it's
body line back in the day.
Yeah, it's like just a big conference call.
Yeah.
I was in one room one time with Tim Dillon, David Spade, and Jake Paul. And Jake Paul was trying to explain NFTs to David Spade. It was like so weird. It's like, why am I listening to these people talk right now? It was so bizarre.
Yeah, but crazy.
I don't know.
But we should probably start wrapping it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to eat. Yeah.
Body pooper. I haven't eaten supper yet, and it's almost 10:30 at night.
Have you guys been watching anything good?
You know, it's funny you said that. I was trying to find something interesting today to watch so I'd have something to say. And I ended up watching, of course, Whistling Diesel.
Oh, my boy. God. He's but, the best.
Did you see his new truck?
Dude. Some older ones I was...
We're like the Whistling Diesel fan club.
Dude, the most recent one where he rips apart the squatted truck with his bare hands.
I didn't see that.
It was hysterical.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
Yeah, that's the one I watched today. But, what have I been watching? Everything I've been watching, we've already, mentioned. Whistling Diesel, Practical Engineering. I was watching some FOT videos today because that was a big theme today. We were talking about was people FOT.
Yeah, you guys are good at doing that, you and Jimmy.
Oh, my God. It was really getting to be epic. And then you ever see that thing, Insider? Oh, shit. That right there. It just came on. It's called Insider. They have, let's see. It's like 6 million subscribers. It's all just weird stories. Not weird stories, but they just have weird things that come on. Like, what was the last one I just watched? It was about something with movies, about how movies were edited, but I can't find it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's like always in your feed, just stupid shit, but I just watched a couple videos on that. I really haven't had time to do anything. It's just such a crazy day, but it's like it's a long day of doing nothing, but, you know, it's just not, I don't know. I've just been rare form. It's like I've been trying to put shit on Instagram, too. It's just like my life's been turned upside down. But in a good way. It's good, you know, but it's just so different. It's just so, I don't know. I just don't have time to do anything, but I'm doing nothing all day long, if that makes any sense.
Mm. Wait, say that one more time?
I don't even know what the fuck I just said.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
I said I'm just busy. No, I'm just busy. Like, I'm busy all day long, but it's like I'm doing nothing. Like, it's just, but you got to be ready to do something, and it's just fucking weird, but whatever, it is. So, I don't know, why don't you guys come up for the weekend?
I'll come up.
I might be hanging up here. I was supposed to go home, but Max,
when, this weekend? Oh, for Memorial Day?
Yeah, Max's prom is Friday, but I can't get back.
Is it an in-person prom?
Yeah, it's great. They're having it at the school, though. They're just having something at the school. But I would have liked to.
Oh, it's his senior year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Max is graduating.
I would have liked to go home and see it. My son, my only son. But the only thing is, like, to see him off, it would be, like, at 5 o'clock at night, which means I'd have to leave here by 1 or 2. And we shoot, like, in the afternoon. It's, like, a whole thing we have at, like, 4 o'clock. So there's no way I cannot be here. So it sucks. But then he graduates next Sunday, and I have to be home for his
graduation.
Yeah,
you got to be there.
So I'll be there for that. But I'm bummed out. I feel bad. It's like, you know, it's just I've missed so many things in my kids' lives. I just feel bad missing this. But, you know, he gets it. He doesn't mind. But, I think I'm going to be up here this weekend. So I'm going home next weekend, not this weekend. So
all my proms are always so terrible. Yeah. My school had like 150 kids in the high school. It's
I'm
like
not gonna flex, but I was the king of my prom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Nice.
think I still have the fucking Burger King crown they gave me.
Oh, yeah?
No, but...
No?
No crowns were actually given out, but... So... How about you, Chris? How about your prom?
Did
you bring a Bridgeport?
No, it's funny. I actually... So, like, we... You know, everybody... At my school, at least, like, you, people would sneak in alcohol, right? And they'd get lit up at their prom. We, the girl I was dating at the time had a house in the Poconos that we were all going to for after prom, but we were driving there that night, and we were driving ourselves there.
Oh, that's a good situation.
So, well, no, none of us drank at the prom. Oh. It was just, you know, like, that was it. We didn't take a limo there. We, like, drove ourselves there. Because it was like, I don't know, we were going away to have a great, fun weekend, so we wanted to kind of go to prom and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And somebody knocked a glass over on the table, and it shattered. And I got my – somehow, I don't really remember why, but I wound up cutting my finger on the glass and then being, like, narrowly escaping getting thrown out of the prom because they were like, oh, you must have been – drinking and like broken this glass and cut yourself. But meanwhile, all the teachers were fucking blasted.
Yeah.
All the teachers were like stumbling over each other, you know, the chaperones. I'm like, all right, guys, like,
dude, well, let me tell you this real quick, and I'll embarrass my fucking daughter. I don't care. I won't say which one it is.
Yeah, don't say which one.
You can figure it out. But anyways, you know, they have to have these dresses now. So one does the rent the runway, they pay $75, they get a dress for the night, and then they just return it, just like the guy with the tux. But the other one, they got to go out and spend $300, I'm told, on a dress, and it's probably, like, I think it was $700. And they go in a limo, and it's like 10 people in the limo or whatever, and one of the kids, a couple of the kids were drinking, which, you know, they shouldn't be, but it happens, whatever. And he's smart enough to stand up in the limo through the sunroof and hold the drink up in his hand.
Oh, that's a good idea.
About 20 cars see it on the highway, and they get to the prom, and me and Christina are out, and we get a call saying, you need to pick up your daughter from the prom. Yeah. Never even got in the
prom. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic Derek from Walden situation, right? Oh, that's one of Derek's dilemmas.
Yeah, so I go up there, and I'm ready to kill her. But honestly, I go there, and the principal grabs me, and he said, your daughter and those kids weren't doing anything wrong. None of them were drinking or anything. But they were with kids that had alcohol, so they were all thrown out. And the whole fucking thing was like, see you later. And it's the sad part was she was – luckily for her, she was only a junior. It wasn't her senior prom, so it would have been devastating if it was her senior prom. But it was her junior prom. But, of course, when it comes to the senior prom, they do, like, the thing before the prom, and they say, okay, well, last year at the prom, we had some students that were thrown out, and, you know, everybody thinks it's seniors, but she's a senior now, so now everybody knows it's her. So she's humiliated in front of all her classmates, and – needless to say, she didn't drink at her senior prom that I know of. I'm sure she did after because it was stupid. But, yeah, I'm sure you guys can pretty much narrow down which one.
I know exactly which one that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be tough to figure out. So,
but my school was so small, we had prom all 4 years of high school because they just needed to take up space. I had four of these. I had four of these stupid things. It was the worst, and you know me, you go eat and have that shit food, that rubber chicken. They're like, oh, would you like what was it, like steak, chicken, or vegetarian or something? I'm like, this sucks. It's like, let me get the hell out of here.
That stuff's overrated. It's important when you're a kid, but then as you grow up, you're like, what a waste of time and money.
Oh my god. And then the tuxedos are horrendous. I mean, you're renting these things. You look, it's just a disaster all the way around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I got, you know, no one dances on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chris probably danced. I bet Chris danced. But...
Dude, honestly, I think we were there for like half the senior prom. And then I think we were like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Because then when we got to the Poconos, we all just got like so obliterated for like 5 days.
Yeah, that's
what you do when you're 18.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
I mean, but, you know, because at, we were at, you know, Camelback Ski Mountain, they have a water park. I was telling you, you about this when we were up at Wyndham.
Yeah.
Like, they have a water park, so she had a house, like, that you could walk to the water park from the house.
Yeah.
So you would just, you know, you'd get shit-faced in the mountains and
yeah,
such
do your thing. Be
18.
Yeah, exactly. So,
That's it. Well, yeah, I don't have any, I don't know, I don't have a watch. We'll watch Whistling Diesel. He's the best. He's my favorite YouTuber.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I care about. We'll see you guys next week on episode 45, which will actually be the 1 year anniversary of the Handmade Podcast.
Nice.
Beautiful. All right. See you then.
Yep.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.